नहीं लिख लेंगे आप ना
माई से बताओ
Because without love of God, then it is not ultimately possible to control. Example is there of Vishnu Munin, Surat Kumari Munin, great yogis, they perform great austerity and penances, but even though they were apparently able to control their senses, but in the ultimate issue, they were not able to control because they were not devotees of the Lord. So by the process of devotion service, when one achieves love of God, then one is actually able to fulfill the purpose of the Lord.
Open action. Vande manaso vegaha. Any of you? You? Manaso vega, especially. What is manaso vega? Why can I?
Mind.
And how can we control mind? And what is called manaso vega? Vega of mind. Mind? Current of mind. How is, what is it? Anyone can? Anyone? Where is it? Where is Jayadev Prabhu? Where is Jayadev?
Jayadev Prabhu is behind the Hindu Prabhu.
What he is doing? One minute. What is that mantra? First phrase.
But mind can be only controlled if you always control it now.
More loudly.
Mind can be controlled if you have.
No. What is mind current? Mind day. Monday. What is that thing that we are going to control? What is that? And what are the effects of mind way? They mean
urge.
Urge. What is mind of? What do you mean by that? Yes, sir. Thank you.
The urge in the mind of sankalpa and vikalpa, acceptance and rejection. Ultimately, we can only control the mind. We transcend these things and become on the level of the Atma. And that Atma is Sir Krishna. Only we love without ulterior motives, and then we can control the mind.
More?
When the soul is spontaneously touched to chanting, remembering about Radha Krishna after room. Then the mind can't be deviated from acceptance and rejection. One is transcended in material duality. And then we can say oneness in the mind.
Vrindavan Vilasini can explain. Shine, very shine. You can go under ground, like Sita. You should have shut up and tell. You, what is it?
Vinod Bani.
You can come here earlier. I suppose, go.
And I need to find the system, the mind is always accepting and rejecting. And I believe that it is impossible for us to think of the past time to Krishna and our present condition. guidance is bona fide Mahabhava Guru, and by following his instructions to have devotional service, then we can overcome the tendency to accept one thing and reject another. The addiction might be conditioned to control naturally, and then become full towards the lotus feet of Krishna. The chant talks to us, jumps from the so-called Vikalpa to Radhanishmaran. We must accept instruction from the bona fide Guru.
Very good. The root of all the evils, root of all the anarth, also the root of all offenses is mind. The main root of all the evils and also the root of all good things is mind. Mana eva manushyanam karana bandhana mokshaye. Man is the cause of, mind is the cause of all the evils, and thus coming to this world and this being opposite to Krishna and thus going to hell. So mana eva manushyanam karana bandhana mokshaye. Also the cause of salvation is mind. Please, at first, in mind, do sankalpa and vikalpa. Means?
Accepting and rejecting.
Accepting and rejecting. First, this, by mind, desires coming in our heart. In my mind, our mind. If mind is not good, impressed by all kinds of idols, then it will take us to hell. In bandhan, bandhan means birth and death, and all in this. So, all the roots of all the evils. To have any desire, worldly desire. At the time of death, you are desiring anything, you have to go again to taste all these things, what you have made up in your mind at the time of death. Like Bharat, he was the king of all whole world at that time. And in the age of 50,000 years, at that time he was young, quite young, at the age of 50,000 years age. Had so many sons, daughters and wives, but he was so much detached from that. He left his home, father, mother, wife and children, and went in deepest thought. And he just began to do austerity or the aradhana. Aradhana of Bhagavan. Aradhana means
worship.
What do you mean by worship? Not worshiping like that. You can't remember and doing all things for bhakti, it is aradhana. He engaged himself in that, chanting, remembering, and all other things, practicing bhakti yoga. At last, you know that this history, that that he was charmed by, attracted by any young child. He was drowning in the river. His mother was dead. And he thought that the dear child was thinking and coming up. He became piteous towards that. He had one servant and he took that dear child in his lap and he said, but he was so much charmed, always serving him by cow milk and others, like a mother. And gradually his aradhana was lessening, bhakti yoga was lessening, and the attraction to the child was growing. Now he became some more adept and he was running here and there, that deer. One day, a crowd of deer came and he saw that they were all his Sajati. Sajati means same copy, same form, all deer. And he ran after them and lived among them. And he became oversighted. He went running here and there. He was searching, waiting, where is my son that deer? At the same time, death came. And he was thinking so deeply for that, regretting and waiting for that time. So when he was dead, then he became deer next. So, he could not be attached so much like he was at that. He was a bhakti yogi and he had come up to this stage of bhav. That is him. That is why he only in three births. He was again came in the same stage of bhakti and he has got like this. But we are not in that stage. So, mind is the root of evil. If any mind, like Ajami, at the time of death, he remembered for his child's name was Narayan. His effect was that he galloped his death and he was saved from death, dying. And he heard the dialogue between Yamadut and Vishnudut. Yamadut and Vishnudut were some understanding?
Messenger of Vishnu and messenger of Yam.
And then he went to the Dwarka, took two baths in Ganges. And he was now remembering all this Narayan mantra. And after that same messenger of Vishnu came, Narayan came and they took off him to the right. So you are seeing the effect of mind. One of Bharat, he came down and all. Ajami, yes. These are the effects of the mind. So if you have so many requirement, first it will come in mind, and if it is fulfilled, then we will be attached in them, and if not fulfilled, then anger will come, and it will destroy all. If you want to do bhajan, if you want to serve Krishna, if you want to serve Guru and Vaishnava, first try to control this. We can control easily our food, what we do. We can take often taking eggs, meat, and so many things we can control. But it is very hard to control mind. In Gita it has been told that vayurevasa duskaram.
Sanchalahi mana krishna pramati valabhadriram sasaham nidhyam manne vayurevasa
duskaram. So, I think that you have already read Gita. So it has been told. Mind is more powerful than wind. Can you conquer wind? Your wind means bad. You should understand. You should try to do like this.
But yes.
Lock your nose and also lock your mouth. And give some cotton in your tightly. For 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes. And see, you will act on the So it is very hard to control this. By wind, and mind is more powerful than mind is more powerful than wind. Anyone can, yogi can conquer wind. That will say like this. No? That will say like this. That will go like this. 100 years, 200 years, 5,000 years. Yes, sir. That is a die. This is called the Roshak. This is called Jog. Patanjal Jog. By this, anyone can control this air. And they will sit like this. How then, yes? A yogi sat on his yog when Mahabharata was going on. He saw that in Kurukshetra the battle was going on. And he sat on in Himalaya for 5,000 years controlling his wings. Or after 5,000 years, when he awoke and saw, he asked, what became of the battle? Of Mahabharata. I saw that they were fighting. But now, then, to whom he told, he replied, oh, it has gone 5,000 years. Say, yogi can control. Which yogi? Like, so very rishi. In Vrindavan, he was like this, controlling his all these things. He used to stand up in the Jamuna water, whether in summer, whether in winter or in quite naked, always controlling mind. And seeing Paramatma here, realizing. But yet he could not control his mind. You know? He saw two fishes that were playing, and then he was inspired by this that I should marry. And he went to Mandata Rishi and ordered that I want to marry your 50 daughters. He said that I cannot do because tomorrow I have managed for a swayambar. Swayambar means? So many kings, son, Rajkumar. What is?
Prince.
Princess will come. You should come in that assembly. And if my daughter is ready to marry you, they will give garland in your neck. I cannot do. They are free to do, to select any help. India people are first like this. Let me, hearing this, they came so happy, and he was smiling and
laughing
so much. Oh, you are kidding me. I know you. You are thinking that I am very old and black
and ugly.
And ugly. Your daughter still looks like me as husband. So you are telling me. Oh, I want to see them at once. Take me to your palace. I want to meet them. Oh yeah, you can go. Come on with me. And he took them. And he became very beautiful, more than less and less princess. So beautiful. At the age of 16 he became. So lovely, attracting face and everybody. He told that I will come to tomorrow and you can give me garlands or not, it depends on you, but I am now going. The all daughters of king were telling, no, just now he is going to marry. Because they were all at once, they gave garland in his name and concert that we want to marry at once, no delay of 1 minute. King was so much astonished. Yeah, I want that you to be married with one daughter at the same time. Oh, understood what I told? In the same time, each girl will marry you separate. If he can be divided into 50 parts and it will be 50 sovereigns, then this is done. So at once, in the same time, in the evening, he became 50 sovereigns. So beautiful. He made by his the effect of the tapasya that 50 Raj palace were there. More beautiful than Indrabhavan. Indrabhavan, you know, like more than Swarga. And all kinds of material were there for you garden. At once, Mary was them, he became 50 somebody. And he took each in separate. And he enjoyed them 10,000 years. 10,000 years he was in Jamuna, in his authority, and now he 10,000 years with all his wives. After one day, in the evening, any of his wife told that now it is evening, you should do your Anni, you know, like we do, three times in a day.
Chanting Gayatri.
Gayatri mantra and follow them. Oh, now it is evening, night. Why? Lost my 10,000 nights, years, night. In my yoga there, and 10,000 years with all these ladies and sons, like so many sons, nephews and natural sons, like. I never thought that it is night. Certainly it is today is night. I have lost my all the day, my age and my all activities. Now I feel poor. I have done so many offenses in the lotus feet of Garuda. I have done so many offenses, and as I think is that I am the most supreme person. I can do anything, but now I am so sorry for this. I have lost my time. Now I say go and take the shelter of any good Vaishnava and go. Then I can cross all these things, and then I can control my mind. And then I want to now go to any Vaishnava. Then he left all these things, his wife and children and all this, and went to a very qualified guru, Vaishnava, took initiation, and he sat in Vrindavan anywhere, unseen, unknown by anyone, living all the jokes, trying to control Maya, and trying to control air and mind as well. Now he came in the right position. And very few times, very soon, he became Vaishnava, and he crossed the birth and death and went to Vaishnava. So, mind is so mighty that even we can control wings, this, but we cannot control this. So how to control? It is not to be controlled by any practice of yours. Not by any yoga, not by austerity, not by fasting. You can do 1 day, 2 days, 3 days fast. And after that, the full power again you will take all these things. So we should not try to control mind like this. You should try to go to any bona fide guru who has controlled all these things, who can see all these ladies like mother, daughter and sister. Know what?
Lust
at all. Everything has done, he has given in the lotus feet of Krishna. He will tell that you should try to serve Krishna, and at first you should serve your Gurudev, then Vaishnava. And they will give you Krishna praise, the service of Krishna. You cannot control your mind by another means. You can control only by the means of chanting Hare Nama. Mere chanting of Hare Nama will not do. Unless you are under any supervision of any good place, mere chanting will not. I think that so many persons are chanting, remembering, doing bhakti. But if they are free, if you give your freeness, and they will come in the guidance of any good Vaishnava, then you can control them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Rupa Goswami has told, yeah? Manasho? Bhatyo Vedam. If you control your Bhata Ved, that is Tamil. Then you can easily control mind. So first we have several Bhata. I want to explain the Bhata Ved tomorrow. You should be prepared. 1 month day I will tell. Very carefully you should try to take it. And establish it. Try to always chant, hear Hari Katha. First, you should try to hear Hari Katha from any bona fide Krishna. Saravanam first, then Kirtan. Not only mere reading will do, not just catches. Simple Lord too. They cannot give Shastra Brahma. Simple. Ja Bhagavat Paro Vaishnava. Yes, Vijaya, Dhona, Pai, Vaishnava. Easily you can control. Part of mantra, and then all the way. Then making disciples, this desire will also go away. Like Sukhdev Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, like all Sada Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But automatically all will be the disciples of that person. We all know that Rupa Goswami is the only. You know any disciple of Sarupa Damodar to whom he has given Diksha and sacred fire? We know that only Raghunath Das Goswami is his disciple, real disciple, but he never gets Diksha like that. So following the word, following the orders of Gurudev and persuading him, how he is worth it? What is his thought? What is his philosophy? How he thinks, how he does bhajan, if he accepts that, that is this is his disciple. Otherwise. So I think that tomorrow I will discuss about Bhato Vegam. I told tomorrow this day Mansha Vegam. You should try to realize all this thing, try to follow. In Mansha you should be bona fide Vaishnava. You should make this omena object that we will follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. We will follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Premanand. It is enough for me. I can't speak more.
Bhairatu bole jo kal ke sakale 5 tar samay baat aslo sabai ready thake. Bhairatu bole jo bole
jo. Tu kam karu.
Tomorrow's program.
I find first will come. We will do kirtan here. After aarti we will sit here. And Namami Swaram, some kirtan will be done. Just about 5 hours and between 5 hours, we will avail our
buses.
I think that you should arrange your 2 persons in each bus. Each door, one and one. 7 feet, that the door whose names are registered, they should be given seats. First. And after that, some person wants to come forward. So they should be given the seat destiny. There should be no problem for the registered members. Understand?
Yes.
So the person you should also engage, whether ladies are Bindas and Bindas and Kulvidya, yourself, and you can engage any of the young persons. Then give them tips and do it. But Gyanta Prabhu is here?
Yeah. I was waiting for you. No one else will care. I know that you